The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good into buckets. What is bad, they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Do you understand all these things?" They answered, "Yes." And he replied, "Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old." Brothers and sisters, the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
With all the changes that happened recently in our order and all the assignments that we had, when I found out that I was going to move from here to Sumter to lead a parish community, I said to myself, am I really equipped for this mission? And the first reading today speaks directly to me when Solomon was asked by God, "What do you want? What do you want me to grant to you?" And Solomon clearly knew what he wanted from God. He wanted wisdom and understanding and a good heart to lead his people. And I guess personally, I need that too. I want that. I need knowledge and understanding in order to bring the people to know the God who loves us so much, to know Jesus Christ who came into this world to establish his kingdom. And I think for all of us here, we've been hearing about this kingdom of Jesus Christ. For the past 3 weeks, 4 weeks past, we heard about what the kingdom of God is like. And Jesus speaks about his kingdom all the time. He wants to establish this kingdom. He wants to bring about this kingdom to fulfillment. And he called his disciples and he called people to be part of that kingdom. And we are all part of that kingdom, my dear brothers and sisters. And what it is this kingdom is like? What kind of kingdom is this Jesus Christ wants to establish? He wants to establish a kingdom of life that God has created, and life that is meant to be lived. Life with purpose, life with meaning, life with joy and happiness that lasts forever. And that is what the kingdom is like. And Jesus tells his disciples and all of us to always pray for this kingdom to come about. And he even entrusted the prayer that is so beautiful and the model for our prayers, for all prayers, the Lord's Prayer. And in that prayer, there are words, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Saint Paul clearly understands this kingdom, and he defines this kingdom in his letter to the Romans. He says in chapter 14 in his letter to the Romans, verse 17, that the kingdom of Christ is the kingdom of righteousness, a kingdom of peace, and a kingdom of joy in the Holy Spirit that we can only attain through the friendship with our Lord Jesus Christ. My dear friends, it is very clear that we are all called to be part of this kingdom and live for the kingdom of Christ alone. And why did Christ say all these things? It is because we are so important and precious in God's eyes. He wants us all to be part of that kingdom, to grow together as people of God, to worship Him alone in spirit and in truth, to give our life for Him entirely. And the gospel is so very clear that the kingdom of God is like a buried treasure in a field. It is like a pearl of great price that a treasure hunter or the merchant goes out with great joy, sells everything that he has in order to possess that treasure, in order to possess that pearl of great price. The Lord seems like telling us that we should become treasure hunters or merchants in search of this pot of gold. But the Lord wants us to realize the other side of what Jesus wants us to understand. He wants us to understand that He Himself has found us. He Himself has found that treasure buried in the field. And that is us. That is that treasure buried in the field. That is us. We are that treasure buried in the field. That out of great joy, the Lord Jesus Christ came down from heaven. He left all He has in the kingdom of heaven, His throne, His dominion, His kingship, and to be born like us in all things but sin, in order to possess us. We are that treasure, my dear brothers and sisters. And we are that pearl of great price that our Lord Jesus Christ left everything in order to possess us. And He left everything. And He even sacrificed everything He has. And everything, even His own very life. When you look at the cross in front of us, it is a symbol of how the Lord loves us so much, of how He left in the entirety of His kingdom in heaven in order to establish that kingdom, bring that kingdom to fulfillment in this world, in order to gather us all like a net thrown into the sea to catch all kinds of fish, whether good or bad, so that all may know that Jesus Christ is all in all and that all should be subjected to Him. That is how powerful the kingdom of God is like. But when you go back from the very beginning, it all started small. Jesus Christ keeps talking about the parable of the wheat grows side by side with the weeds. And He also speaks about the mustard seed, the tiniest and little seed in Palestine. And He also speaks about the yeast, a tiny bit of yeast mixed with a huge batch of flour. And then it grows. It grows bigger and bigger and bigger until it is out of proportion and it will change the entire world. And where did it all begin? It begins in the human heart, in the human soul. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, possess that kingdom in your life and live your life with purpose, with meaning, and live your life for Christ's kingdom, because we all are called to live a life that God wants us to live, and that we should have the wisdom and knowledge that Solomon received from God in order to understand these things. We are His treasure. We are His pearl of great price. Is He your treasure? Is He your pearl of great price? When we continue on with our Mass to receive the Blessed Sacrament, ask Jesus to shape your mind and heart so that you may live your life for His kingdom and do your part in building this kingdom in this world, so that when He comes again, He may find us working for His kingdom and change every soul that we meet. Transform the world into His kingdom, one soul at a time. I had an opportunity to meet with the parish council when I was down in Sumter last week. And when I sat there in front of these grown-up people, I felt so small. I felt so ill-equipped. I felt so young. I felt so, you know, not knowing anything. And I said a little prayer, Lord, be with me. I am not working here alone. You are with me. Come to my aid. Help me build your kingdom. Help me transform the life that I encounter every day. I hope and pray also that you will do the same, to transform yourself in the manner you live your life, beginning with your own family, beginning with the people that you live with, beginning with the person closest to you, beginning with your loved one. The Lord Jesus loves us so much, and we are so important, precious in His kingdom.